Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Have you ever had a dream that felt so real? Of course you have. We all dream. But what if your dreams aren't just stories? What if they hold the secret key to your healing, insight, and personal power? I'm Teresa Chung, and in my weekly UK Health Radio show, I'll help you unlock the true meaning and healing power of your dreams, whether your eyes are wide shut or wide open. Each episode explores a common dream theme, features a special guest expert, and then opens the Zoom to you, our dreamers, to ask questions and share your dream stories with us live, because your dreams matter. And in your dreams, you're always the star. So join me each week, and just like a dream, expect only the unexpected. Are you a person dreaming you are a butterfly, or a butterfly dreaming you are a person? That ancient Chinese philosophy butterfly dream quote never fails to wake me up from the inside out and encourage me to reflect, ask questions, and look deeper beneath the literal for meaning in both my waking life and my dreams. It captures the infinite mystery and visionary potential of dreams in just a few words. Because let's face it, dreams have that incredible ability to feel more real than reality itself. The colours, the feelings, the people, the sensations, the symbols. And then just like that, you wake up. Confused, intrigued, sometimes haunted, sometimes inspired, and almost always asking yourself, what on earth did that dream mean? Well, that question is exactly why this visionary radio show exists. Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of The Healing Power of Your Dreams, a pioneering new live radio show here on UK Health Radio, where your dreams take center stage and where the inner healing begins. I'm your host, Teresa Chung, and whether you're tuning in live or catching up later on demand, I'm truly honoured to have you here with us today. I believe each one of you is here for a reason. Nothing is random in your dreams and your waking life. Notice during this broadcast what resonates with you or gives you a sense of knowing. Listen to your heart and your gut, the intuitive organs of your body, which always speak their honest truth first. You might know me from my best-selling title, The Dream Dictionary A to Z, or my countless other titles, or from Decoding Dreams Live on ITV This Morning, BBC Radio, and more. But this show isn't really about me. It's all about you and the precious dreams you have been having, likely dismissing, forgetting, or maybe even fearing. It's about reconnecting with the natural wisdom of your dreaming mind and realizing that your dreams are not just stories, they're signals, guides, and sometimes even prescriptions for your holistic healing. And if you don't think you dream, you do. Brain scans show you dream several times a night. You have just forgotten how to recall them. So this show aims to fix that for you, because taking your dreams seriously during the day, or even reflecting on their infinite possibility, will often trigger clear dream recall the next morning. I truly hope after each show that this will be the case, because I and many other dream researchers and therapists believe dreams, Both the ones we have at night and those spontaneous drifting daydreams are not random brain firings. They're rich inner communications from your subconscious, your intuition, your soul. And when we pay attention, decode them, and walk with them, they have the power to guide us towards inner healing, balance, recovery, and a deeper sense of holistic well-being. But there's a problem. Many of us do forget our dreams within seconds of waking. Or if we do remember them, we brush them off as bizarre or meaningless. And that is such a loss. As the ancient Talmud reminds us, a dream not interpreted is like a letter left unopened by someone who knows you better than you know yourself. Imagine that. A message from the wisest part of you sitting there unread. Even modern neuroscience is coming over to the dreaming side. Scientists may not have all the answers about why we dream, but one thing experts do agree on is this: REM sleep, that's rapid eye movement stage of sleep, where most dreaming happens, is crucial for emotional processing, resilience, and mental health. The truth is, whenever you feel tired or disconnected, when your mind wanders or you long for a nap, your body and mind might literally be begging you for a dream, for a healing reset, for a connection back to your intuitive dreaming self. And that's why we're here, to help you dream with your eyes wide open right now and wide shut tonight. Each week, like a recurring dream or nightmare, depending on your perspective, the healing power of your dreams will explore the healing messages your dreams are offering you and help you learn how to unlock their guidance for yourself. From emotional breakthroughs and creative inspiration to spiritual insights, problem solving, and radiant rest, your dreams contain everything you need to begin your unexpected journey towards healing, meaning, and fulfillment. And best of all, I'm so excited about this, everyone. Midway through each episode, the Zoom lines will open so you can join live. And you can find the live Zoom link on the UK Health Radio website right now. Just go to the Healing Power of Dreams page, click on it, and join our dream space to share your dreams, ask your questions, and get an answer from a human being rather than a search engine or AI chat. Think of this as your personal invitation to explore what's going on beneath the surface, live and unscripted. It's not just about listening, it's about participating. Together, we'll create an enlightened community of global dreamers, visionaries seeking truth, hope, and healing through their intuition by day and dreams by night, and healing the world one dream at a time. If you'd like to know more about me, just head over to my website, www.teresachung.com, or follow me on my socials at The Teresa Chung on Instagram, and I have author pages on Facebook and X. In short, I was born into a spiritualist family, have a degree in theology from King's College, Cambridge University, and have written stacks of spiritual and dream-related titles. I really have dedicated my life to exploring how dreams and intuition connect us to our authentic selves. But as I said, the show isn't about me. It's about you and the healing power of your inner world. You are the stuff that dreams are made on, and just one of your dreams is more powerful than a thousand realities, to quote two visionary Brits, Shakespeare and Tolkien. Now, each episode will have a loose theme to guide us, but like a dream, it may shapeshift in another direction entirely. That is the beauty of doing a show live. And today's theme to kickstart your dream work is dreams of the past. Every dream, of course, takes you back to dream school, but some more obviously than others. Those vivid dream sequences where you suddenly find yourself back to your childhood home, walking the corridors of your old school, in an exam and not a clue what to write, meeting up with an ex you haven't thought about in years, or perhaps even traveling to another time, another life, another identity. Which brings me finally, as he's been so patient waiting, today to today's very special guest. To help us dive into time-traveling dreams and their powerful potential to heal, I'm joined by someone whose work is quite literally mesmerizing. He is a world-renowned hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression, and he uses dream work every day in his practice to help people revisit and heal wounds from the past, both recent and ancient. His name is Steve Burgess, and if you've ever dreamt you were a Roman gladiator, a Victorian lady, a medieval peasant, or found yourself walking the muddy trenches of a world war, or simply reliving your past, your school days, a former relationship, or find yourself in another time and place entirely, you're going to want to interact with him today. Could those dreams be literal or symbolic? Could they be echoes from a past life? Could they hold keys to healing something unresolved in your waking life? Steve has worked with thousands of people to explore these very questions, and today we're incredibly lucky to have him here to share some of his insights. Steve, thank you for being here. I know I've spoken a little longer than usual, but it's our launch after all. But now it's your turn. Please take your time to tell us who you are, what you do, and most importantly, why you believe in the healing power of dreams for personal and spiritual growth.
Okay, thanks so much for having me, Teresa. I really appreciate it. And before I say anything, well done on such an amazing introduction. That was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Fantastic. It's really set the scene for everything that you're doing. So I've been a hypnotherapist and regression therapist for over 33 years, completed over 15,000 therapy sessions in my time. My specialism is regression. Regression back into this life, into past lives or our ancestors' lives, in order to heal issues that my clients bring to me. So the concept of regression is that all of our issues come from locked in feelings and emotions from past traumas. If we can release those traumas by reliving them, we get better from all manner of issues. Dreams come into this in a couple of different ways. One way is if my client comes for a therapy session and they say, well, either I'm having this recurring dream or this dream came to me last night. And what we will then do is we'll talk about the dream in the therapy session. My style of dream analysis is that we do the analysis in trance. So I guide my client into trance. Just a gentle state of inner relaxation. And then I ask them to relive the dream whilst they're in trance. And we then look at most of the specific elements in the dream. So, they may say, well, I dreamt I was walking down a road and then this big cat came along and then a car drove by and then this happened. What we do is we isolate each of those elements and we sort of free associate. What does that mean? Where is that coming from? What is that symbolic of? How do you feel about it, et cetera, et cetera? And what happens as we go through the session is that the dream starts to come into reality almost. It's as if, right, I start to get a sense of this. I understand what's happening. And even if we don't get a full sense of the dream in the session, the fact that we've focused on it and done our best to sort of open it out. Very often, my client in the weeks after the session starts to get a spontaneous understanding of what the dream actually meant to them. So it isn't always done in the session itself. It can actually be something that the subconscious then processes after we've analyzed the dream in more depth, you could say. So that's one way in which I work.
Am I correct in assuming that when you're dreaming, and I'd love your perspective on this, your mind doesn't really know that you're dreaming and accepts it as reality, which is why it's so powerful what you're talking about, which is re-scripting or dreamscaping.
Yes.
It's so powerful because it can help you believe something is real. So if you can re-script your dream, seeing yourself achieving a goal or something, that your unconscious believes it. And
Yes.
what your unconscious believe is what you might attract in your waking life. I'd love your thoughts.
Subconscious doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is unreal. It just knows what is. So whatever is happening, it does believe is real. And that's one reason why we experience the dreams so vividly very often, with the feelings, with the emotions, with the fear sometimes. And of course, the beautiful thing is as well, I mean, when we talk about lucid dreaming, where we can, when we're in the dream, we know we're dreaming, we can actually create the script for that dream, which actually means that we can create a positive outcome in our daily lives by rescripting the dream.
Because your unconscious believes it, and what you unconsciously believe is powerful, because perception's reality. I love that.
And it
Can
takes you towards it. The subconscious will just takes you towards whatever you've put in there. Can I just say, I mean, I have a free lucid dreaming recording on my YouTube channel, Hypno for All. I've got 26 free hypnotherapy recordings on there. One is to help people to do lucid dreaming. And they play this hypnotic experience before bed. And then hopefully that night they can start to have a lucid dream. So that's on my Hypno for All
We're
YouTube.
loop jumping into the superstar of the dreaming world, lucid dreaming, which, just to clarify, is knowing you're dreaming when you're dreaming. People think, oh, is that just a very vivid dream? It is actually, you are in the dream state and you know you're dreaming when you're dreaming. And there are certain techniques which I know we're going to cover in the course of this show over the weeks, how to kickstart that. But to go back to you, Steve, you mentioned whilst we were chatting before the show went live that you had a dream back in time that really created an inner shift for you. Could
Yes,
you
and
share that?
this is when I was doing part of my hypnotherapy training 30 odd years ago, and at the time I was ha I'd had a recurring nightmare for many years, and this recurring nightmare was of me in sort of alone in maybe like an attic type space, knowing that a ghost was coming for me, a ghost was coming towards me, and it really scared me. I would very often wake up shouting or crying because of the fear I was experiencing. And Ernest Rossi was this great American therapist, and he was doing this dream analysis day with us, and he worked with me. And what we actually found is that the dream was about my fear of dying. And it was like when we came to that understanding, it was like a light switch went on in my mind, of course. And then the dream just, and the dream episode stopped, absolutely stopped. So, you know, I didn't have that dream for years after that, years and years and years. As I've got older, it's come back a little bit occasionally,
Are
because
you fearing dying again, Steve?
possibly there's a part of me that is scared of getting close to death as
Really?
I'm getting older.
Given
Yeah.
the work you do, which is
Even the
all
work I
about.
do. So that it probably means for me as a regression therapist, there's some work I have to do on that. My guess is that there's some past life trauma where I've died in a previous life, which has still got to be worked on. But it doesn't happen like it used to.
I'm glad you referenced past life there, because that is so controversial. But there is research to back some of it up. There is a growing body of research actually into to past life recall. But here's the magic question, Steve. How can you tell a difference between a dream that's symbolic and like a commentary or a brainstorming session on your waking life, and one that might actually be a past life memory?
I think there are, generally, your standard average dreams can be both symbolic and a commentary and a bit of both at the same time. A past life dream tends to have a historical context more than anything. So it may be I have a client, let's say, who has a regular, especially a recurring nightmare of being chased. And I'll say, so, and they'll say, it's like it's a long time ago. I'm wearing all these strange old clothes, and there are other people coming for me who want to catch me in some way. And I'm terrified. And then I wake up out of the dream. So very often it's that historical context. Very often that leads us into a previous life. And often that past life dream, whether being chased, if we continue it in a regression session, means that they may have, let's say, been experiencing a past life where they were being chased as a witch, they get caught, they get killed as a witch, and they die. They release the emotions, the energies of that, and that dream just stops coming for them.
Wow. I want to ask you how you answer people who say to you, this is all imagination and you're making it all up. but I believe we're about to go to a break shortly. So I'll let you ponder that, Steve. And if you're listening, please join the Zoom. Ask your questions. You've got a chance to speak to Steve, who's one of the world's leading hypnotherapists in past life recall, and he uses dream work in his hypnotherapy. And of course, humble me here too. If you've got any questions for me, I would love your voice to take over the second part of the show. So over to a break now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, Steve, as I said ahead of the break, some people say past lives is all just a really creative mind and imagination. What do you say to that?
In one way, it actually doesn't matter whether the past life experience is real or imagined, because if it's imagined, then that experience has been created by my client's subconscious, and it's therefore doing that for a reason to get them better. So in one way, it doesn't matter. However, I would suggest that if people were to see some of the extraordinary regressions my clients have, where they are really deep in deep emotions, deep pain, emotional pain, etc., I don't believe you can imagine that. I don't believe you can fabricate that. And so many of my clients say the emotions were just overwhelming. They just absolutely overwhelm me. And secondly, of course, we sometimes go back into past lives where we have clients who relive, give us information which they wouldn't know unless they had been at that time. And so therefore, if we can go to the history books, I mean, in my first book, Famous Past Lives, a lady I regressed was, she's the reincarnation of Queen Mary in the UK, Bloody Mary. And this is a lady who, just a housewife from Middle England, never read anything about that period of time. And she came up with specific historical details. I went ferreting about in the history books, and there they were. Now, somebody who had no knowledge or very little knowledge of that period of time would not have that sort of historical understanding or knowledge. So that for me means these are real, or generally real.
So how did that dream, past life dream, help this lady, knowing that she was? I would like to know how it helped heal her.
It actually released so much of her inner pain. So a lot of her anxieties, general anxieties, which she had in life, just tended to dissolve away. So many people suffer from anxiety, and so often that anxiety comes from traumas in past lifetimes. Let me share with you a good example of a client who came to me. She was actually a complementary therapist. And most complementary therapists are very kind people who don't like charging money for the services, and often don't charge enough for the services. And she was struggling. She'd been wondering, should I, you know, I want to charge more. I know I'm very good. I've been I'm so experienced, 20 years, but I don't. And she'd been feeling this guilt, and this guilt feeling kept coming through in her dreams. Time after time, the dreams were of different natures, but there was always a feeling of guilt. When we went into trance and took that guilt feeling back, she went into a past life where she'd stolen some money and was caught for it and was executed for stealing the money. And she was a man in the past life. And as he was dying, before he died, he felt so guilty because he was leaving his family completely unprotected, completely helpless. He was the breadwinner. And he was so worried about what would happen to his family after he died. So that guilt had been brought through into this life and connected, of course, to a fear of money. It was all around money. It was around finances. So we released the trauma of the past life. The guilt was released. And she was then able to think, yeah, I ought to charge more for my services because I am good at what I do. So that guilt had evaporated away. That all came from dreams where she was just feeling guilt time after time. She would wake up just feeling so guilty.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Steve, you obviously have had past life dreams yourself. Who do you, what time do you go to? Who are you?
Probably the strongest one I had. Now, I'm not very visual, so I don't see my past lives, unfortunately. But let me give you an example. I had to have some surgery on my inner ear this year, and I wasn't looking forward to it. So for months before the surgery, I would be scared, and I'd have dreams where I'd be scared in different ways. I would be fearful. And so I have therapy sessions with a colleague, and she found we worked on that fear. And she regressed me back to several past lives, which all had to do with surgical interventions where they'd been unpleasant. So one of them, I relived a past life where I was having some dental surgery about 300 years ago. And you can imagine that wasn't something to be looked forward to. So I released a lot of the fear by going into that past life. In another past life, I was a woman who was giving birth, and I died in childbirth. The baby survived, but I died in childbirth. So there was obviously, again, a lot of fear there about, you know, surgery and blood and things like that. So for me, that fear that was coming through time after time in different dreams, and especially dreams where I was sort of trapped, I think, as well. You know, that's a common theme as well, being trapped in some way. I couldn't get out. I was giving birth. I had to have this dental surgery, etc. Those things connected back into the past lives. Sometimes when a client has these dreams, which I would say are a historical context, it makes it so easy in a hypnotherapy session, a regression session, to get back into the actual past life. Because we're halfway there already. We've already got a sense of it. All we have to do is start to relive it and then allow ourselves very safely, and it is safe, very safely to go back further into that life and to continue where it left off and to fully work through it.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps, Steve. This is incredible. What's the most famous regression you have done?
Well, just recently, I've been working with a lady in Canada who appears to be the reincarnation of Alexandra, the wife of Tsar Nicholas II in Russia, who, of course, their whole family was executed and murdered by the Bolsheviks at the start of the Russian Revolution. Now, what you would have expected is she's an empress. She lives a wonderful life. She goes to balls and dances. Every session was abject misery. We explored this life very deeply. And poor Alexandra, I think she was severely depressed. She had, I think, mental health problems. But the misery, time after time in the sessions, that my client experienced as Alexandra was a real eye-opener. Because you would have expected Alexandra to be, as I say, a member of royalty and to be having a heck of a time. It was completely the opposite. So just on that, that was one of the most famous that I've worked on.
So if you're listening and you're a history buff, just look to your dreams and some hypnotherapy. Now, Steve, I'm just going to ask you to let people know where they can find out more about you and your work and connect with you. And before we go to the Zoom lines, I'm going to ask you what your favorite dream related song is, because that's the beauty of live radio. You can play a song and we'll play it right after you've explained why you've chosen it. And after that song, everyone, the Zoom lines open. Just go to UK Health Radio website, find the healing power of your dreams in the search, and there is a live Zoom link. You can join live, come on air, share your dream stories, ask your questions about dreams of past, your childhood, or past lives, or any question you have about dreams. We would love to make you the star of the show, just as you are the star of your dreams. But Steve, over to you.
Okay, well, my website is steveburgesshypnosis.com. Steveburgesshypnosis.com. My YouTube channel, Hypno4All, that's the number 4 ALL. And my Facebook is The Power of Past Life Regression. So I'm on Instagram as well, at Steve Burgess Hypnotherapy, but I don't understand Instagram, but I'm on there anyway. So my favourite dream-related pieces of me, I'm a dinosaur. Instagram, what is it? So
I still think email's cutting edge. So no, I'm getting there. You know, you've got to evolve.
My favorite dream-related piece of music. My passion is classical music, and Robert Schumann, the great composer, wrote a short piano piece called Träumerei, which means dreams or reveries. Now, it's actually from his set of piano pieces called Scenes from Childhood. And it's a beautiful, gentle, innocent piece of music. And that word innocent comes to mind to me a lot with dreams, because there is an innocence to the way that we experience our dreams. We are completely open to what is happening in the dream. So I think this piece of music perfectly encapsulates the way that we experience dreams and the power of dreams.
Oh, beautiful. Let's drift away with this beautiful music. And now it's over to you, everyone. The Zoom lines are open. Let's decode your dreams together. This part of the show is spontaneous, unscripted, and just like a dream, unpredictable and full of healing potential. So let's dream and heal together, one vision at a time. Let the decoding dream games begin. And I believe we have Benjamin. Hello, thank you. Please share your question for myself and Steve.
Yes, with the greatest pleasure, Teresa. And thank you, Steve, for taking questions. My question is, why do I have recurring nightmares about my exams? I don't necessarily feel like I'm that scared of the exams.
Okay, Steve, I'll jump in first and then get your take. Exams are all about feeling tested by external forces. In your current situation, you feel that you're being tested and living up to the expectations of others. Is that what this dream is showcasing in your waking life? And it's using that symbolic scenario to encourage you to look into your waking reality and see, where are you perhaps bending more to the expectations of others than your own well-being, or feeling judged in a way that you shouldn't be? Because the only person who should judge you, your dreams always want to remind you of that, the only person who should really judge you is yourself. All right, so that dream, what you want to do with that dream is turn the fear into inner power and think, I'm not going to fear fear anymore. I'm not going to give my power away to the judgments and opinions of others. I'm going to decide you know, my value and my worth, because you're a grown up now, right? I know life is a constant test, but you need to understand that you need to believe in yourself first, rather than other people judging and critiquing. Believe in your own creativity and power. Your dreaming mind always wants you to do that, to have that inner courage and creativity. I hope that helps. I'm going to pass it to Steve now to see if we've got any past life or childhood themes replaying here.
Benjamin, do you get any feelings or any emotions that come through in the dreams?
Yeah, usually I'm quite terrified, and it's almost like I've got the spotlights on me, and like I'm the only person in the exam room, and everyone looking over me. It can get a bit scary.
Okay, I'm going to jump in, Benjamin. You know, K-pop demon hunters, you've done hiding, now you're shining. Don't fear. Don't fear the spotlight ever, please. Back to you, Steve.
Okay. The immediate thing that comes to mind there, Benjamin, is this being in the spotlight and being very, very scared. And it could be from a past life perspective that something traumatic has happened in a previous life where you were the center of attention. Now, classically, as a general rule, this is being executed in a past life in front of a group of people, or being judged by people, a group of people, which then causes some severe trauma in that past lifetime, which destroys the life. So for me, that would, I immediately would hone in on that as being a very significant part of things. Being spotlit, being terrified, being in front of people, and something horrible happening, if that makes sense.
I love the past life metaphor there. That's fantastic. And also, it's also a dream about encouraging you to get outside your comfort zone. and get comfortable there, because all success in life happens outside the comfort zone. And what your dreaming mind is trying to do is help you lose the fear. So it's cathartically taking you to a place of fear, so that in your waking life, you don't need to go there again, because you've already been there in the dream state, right? You've been to the worst case scenario. You've been there, done that. So now go on and shine in your waking life, if you know what I mean. Your dreaming mind, in my opinion, is really trying to help you there, Benjamin. And thank you so much for being our first caller. Thank you for being a pioneer. You see, Benjamin, you are the visionary here. You are shining as the very first caller on our, I hope, will be an iconic Dream Power show. So thank you, Benjamin. You have started it off in the right way.
Thank you so much.
Power. Love you lots. Thank you Bye-bye. So much. And I believe we're going to another break, but we have several callers lined up. I can't wait. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello again, everyone. Did you know that one of the most adventurous things you can do every day is go to bed, because no one can lay a hand on your dreams? That's a famous quote. And also, one of the most adventurous things you can do is phone into this show. And I'm delighted to say our next caller, I believe, is Deborah. Deborah, I'd love to have your question for myself and Steve.
There's a dream that I had. It was a couple of years ago. It was... I was in a huge cave, and there were a lot of people coming to me, and I was sitting up on a very stone throne, and they would bring me bones, and I would put my lips to the bones, and it would a message would appear on the bone. Letters would appear, and they were is ancient Greek, or it was Latin or something. And then I would hand the bone back to the person, and it was a message to them that was so poignant and personal and meaningful to them.
Deborah, I love that. I love that. Wow. It's got all the makings of a horror movie there, but also deeply symbolic and profound. You know, the symbolism of a cave, I'm sure you've brainstormed that, you know, and people coming to you, perhaps you work in the caring or advisory professions, with their bare bones. The bare bones is the essential truth, what truly matters in life, without the surface, what is superficial. And what this dream is saying, that your path forward, I feel, is to get to the heart of the matter, what lies beneath the surface, which is perfectly in line with the dream theme of this show, which is all about looking beneath the material for deeper meaning and purpose. So that's where I'm coming from a symbolic, more self-help perspective. But I know, looking at Steve, he's smiling, that he's likely going to be a caveman past life, or a person, or something really exotic and far more exciting than I offered. So over to you, Steve.
Well, my sense is of two things. One is, could it be that Deborah has got a hope of perhaps getting involved in some sort of healing profession in some way in the future? She had thoughts of that, because this could be a way of her subconscious saying, you can be there for other people. You can bring them some healing in some way. So that's one aspect. But immediately again, the past life aspect for me is this idea of, we've all heard of the Delphic Oracle. So in ancient Greece, In ancient times, there were priestesses and people in these temples who were, and certainly in Delphi, people would go to Delphi and they would get messages from people, from spirit, you could say. These people were clairvoyants. And what would happen is they would get clairvoyant messages that they would give to people who asked them particular questions. So, from my perspective, could it be, Deborah, that in ancient times that you were one of these priestesses, these people in the temples who were, I mean, it's a little bit fanciful to say that you people were giving you bones and you were putting them to your lips and then messages magically appeared. Could it be that that's a symbolic way of people bringing something to you? As in, is it telekinesis? Where, not telekinesis. When somebody reads an object clairvoyantly, and they get a strong sense psychically of what that object is about, or it can bring meaning to people. I can't remember what that's called in the sort of in the spiritual world. Could it be that you were there as a in one of these ancient temples? People were bringing pieces of objects to you, which you then held to your lips and then tuned into, and clairvoyantly something came to you, which you then passed on that message to those people. And that message would help them either in their daily lives or it could be from a loved one, etc., etc. How about that?
Fascinating.
That's
Fascinating.
exactly what it felt like. It was the cave. It was all almost like candle lit. And that's the feeling I had. I was some sort of oracle or priestess or something. And these people were just so appreciative, but yet it was as though I did not feel as though I was any better than they. We were all helping one another somehow. And
True visionary. That's beautiful. Please go back. I'd love you after this call or whenever you get the time to reflect to go re-enter that dream, re-enter that cave, and feel that sense of connection, that sense of foreknowing, that sense of intuition, that sense of sharing and interconnectedness, because that's the beauty of dreams, isn't it? You know, whatever our age and stage in life, we all dream, it connects us. And that dream seems to have really done like an artistic de depiction of that for you to hold in your heart and carry forward, Deborah. It's really beautiful. Please dream more dreams like that. Write them down, revisit them constantly because they're reminding you of your inner power and that dreams connect us all and
And
that
I
they're.
also say, I'm really sorry to break in, but what comes over strongly for me as well for Deborah is if in a past life you had a clairvoyant ability. I've had many, many hundreds of clients over the years who have had past lives as herbal healers who were persecuted for being witches. In this lifetime, they've nearly always got clairvoyant skills. Could it be that this is a calling to you to develop your clairvoyant skills in some way? Go to spiritual circles where you can develop those skills in order to start doing mediumship readings and things like that.
And of course, your dreams are potentially precognitive because dreams showcase to you your current mindset and what the future it is attracting. That's why we often get dreams playing out a few days later, like deja reve. I often talk about that. Dreams are potentially precognitive. So this dream is again maybe calling you to look more at your dreams as potential predictions for the future. And if you wake up with an anxious dream and you don't like how it makes you feel, that's wonderful because the future is always a potential. You have the opportunity in the present to course correct and attract a happier, more content future. So celebrate that. Write down your dreams, fall in love with them. And I hope everybody listening is going to fall in love with their dream, the potential of their dreams, because dreams are your inner psychic, your inner therapist. They can help you time travel, as Steve has so brilliantly shown. I love this, Deborah. Thank you. We just got one more question
Thank you.
that I need to cover, but I really appreciate your time today and everyone who's called in. And that, Steve, is I got this via email, is why do I keep dreaming about my ex? Now, I'm going to say, What I typically do, I get that question so many times when people are often very much in a happy relationship or have moved on, and yet their dreaming mind takes them back to a past relationship which maybe ended bitterly or unhappy, or that they've moved on from. And it's simply because what's happening in your current life, in my humble opinion, this is Emily who emailed in, and what has happened is that something in your current life is mirroring the past. So it's what it's saying. You haven't quite learned a lesson from a past, and because of that, it's recurring in the present. It is not a call for you to go back and revisit that relationship. It never is. It's basically using the picture or the vision of that past relationship to say the lessons learned there either need to be applied to a current situation or they are recurring because you haven't learned them fully. That's my take on dreaming about an ex. It rarely, if ever, means that you've got to go back there because they are an ex for a reason. But what it means is there's a lesson. You need to go back in your time, mind's eye, to that time and think, well, what did I learn from that relationship? And how can I apply what I learned from that relationship to right now? Steve, what do you think about dreaming of exes?
Yeah, well, in the same way, Therese, I really find with this, because it is a common dream, that it's about getting back with that ex. It could be quite simply that you didn't have closure at the end of the relationship. It could be that there's a part of you seeking closure. Now, that doesn't mean to say that you have to contact the ex and say, we need to have closure here. It may be that you need to maybe see a therapist and do some work to get closure on that. The other thing, of course, are the feelings in the dream. How do you feel about the ex? What are the feelings that come through? It could be, let's say, is there some sadness? And is that sadness symbolic of general unhappiness in your life? Could it be that the time with that ex was very, very happy, and actually a part of you is now looking for that same happiness in some way? Almost like cravings, those feelings that you had then and you want them now. So it's about then thinking, well, how do I find those same feelings? How do I change my life? How do I do things in my life so I can get some sense of happiness, which may even just be about feeding your hungers, the things you love to do more often. And yet also from a past life perspective, could it be that that person, that ex, is someone who you've had quite a lot of past life experiences with, and those past life experiences need to be opened up in order to release the feelings for them, or to get a deeper understanding of why you were together in the first place? Because, remember, we from a past life perspective, we live many lifetimes around the same sort of people time after time, and we keep getting reborn in different ways. So your mother now may be your brother in a past life, etc. So that person who that ex in your life, you've probably had significant past lives with, and this could be a message from your subconscious that you need to really open up those past lives so that you can either learn from them, or you can start to let go of the negative aspects of that relationship that you had with them. And I'll be honest, in my experience, it from a past life perspective, it usually is negative experiences in the past lives that are bothering us now and affecting us now. And I so often say relationship issues are really so often go back into previous lifetimes, because we've been around these people many times, and so often there's a thread that goes back from where we are now all the way back into a past life. And when we're with somebody now who we've had difficult past lives with, we are 24 hours a day being triggered by them, and that triggering means that the thread that goes back into the traumas in the past life between us, they need to be explored and released. Then we can move on, then we can become free.
Now, if you're listening to Steve talk, I mean, it's just so compelling, isn't it? But if you're wondering if there is any research into past life recall and dreaming of past lives, there certainly is. And you need to check out the University of Virginia website for that, Dr. Ian Stevenson, and some compelling accounts, particularly with children, isn't it? Do you work with children at all with past life
Yeah,
dreams?
The youngest I regress back to is about age 7. What I will say, although almost exclusively, the past lives that experiences that children have in trance are symbolic past lives. They're nearly all metaphors. So what doesn't happen? I mean, a lot of past life therapy is going back into trauma. What happens with a child is they tend to relive a past life in a metaphoric way. So to give you an example, I had a 10-year-old boy who came with severe lack of confidence. And his past lives, one past life his subconscious took him into, and bear in mind, I don't make him do this, his subconscious took him there. He was just a young boy living on a desert island, playing every day very happily on the beach, lifting up seashells and just having a wonderful time. And as a result of experiencing that metaphoric past life, he became much more confident. And the lack of confidence was eased away in a considerable way. So children sometimes, this hasn't been in my practice, but certainly we read about these, can get some very specific details on past lives. Of course, there's the young boy in the States just recently who relived a past life for many years where he died in the Second World War. And he came up with all sorts of specific information, which was later verified by his parents. So that for me is, that's obviously real. You can't accuse a 7-year-old boy of coming up with all these detailed informations out of nowhere.
It just shows that, the being a human is infinitely mysterious, and dreams open the door to that mystery. And, every night you get a glimpse of that mystery. And I urge if you're listening, to please make a point when you wake up in the morning to write down your dreams. Not just because I'm selfish and I want to have you on the show to talk about them, but because your dreams really are trying to guide you. They use this ancient symbolic language, which you just need to learn how to decode, but think like a poet or an artist. That's how what I suggest. But write them down, keep a record, and start seeing how your dreams are always commenting and brainstorming and trying to gently guide. Sometimes they use shock tactics like nightmares, but that's just tough love because they're tired of sending you fairies and butterflies and you've not listened. Because one thing about a nightmare is you are going to remember. And I hope you remember today's show as well. It's just been an absolute joy being here, Steve. Have you got any final thoughts that you'd like to leave our visionary dreamers here with?
I think I've just enjoyed being here. Thank you so much for having me, Teresa. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and wishing you all wild and wonderful dreams.